Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, creative living. And before we explore that topic, I'd like to give some credit to Alice Bailey, the founder of the Lucis Trust organization, who wrote 24 volumes of literature. And the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show comes from the works of Alice Bailey. And before we get into the rest of the show, I want to mention that we're going to have something special going on a little later. It's a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, but we'll talk more about that later. And meantime, this thought comes from Alice Bailey as well. The creative ability of the future will emerge on a relatively large scale in the realm of creative living, and not so much in the realm of creative art. Creative living produces beauty and harmony in the outer life so that others can see the achievement. This almost sounds as if creative living is a form of service to others. Yet we think of creativity as being artistic in some way. Can you explain the distinction?
Well, I can try. Yes, we associate creativity with being an artist, and some of us are not artistic in the sense of the traditional arts. But it's an interesting question that every human being can present to himself. In fact, in our school, the Arcane School, which trains students in the development of a spiritual life for the purpose of service to humanity, they are asked to answer from the very beginning how they are learning to live creatively. And many of them come up blank on what to say to that question. But in the writings of Alice Bailey, there's a question posed to the student to become an artist of his life. We're asked to be artists of our lives. And when we think about that, we realize that no matter what our circumstances are, our lives are a creation. They give off a sound. They give off a radiation of light. They have an expression that sometimes, in some cases, lives on long after the person has died. So there is a creative act in simply living. And when we become conscious of that possibility, we can really bring a lot of resources consciously into making our lives express higher values and virtues. It's said that one highly emotional person working through an uncontrolled emotional body can wreck a home or an institution. And I was thinking last week we talked about desire and how powerful that energy is in most human beings. It governs so many choices and decisions that human beings make because they desire something so deeply. So an emotional, desire-filled person can wreck a home or an institution, but one radiant, creative life can carry inspiration to hundreds. And we do that creative living not by any particular spiritual practice like a breathing exercise or developing one of the centers in our etheric body. It's nothing like that. We create that creative life by right living, by right thinking, and by loving activity. For some people, that might sound kind of a letdown, not very glamorous, not very interesting or exciting. But in fact, those achievements, right, living high thinking and loving activity, can bring the whole life into a truly high spiritual vibration.
And that's the objective, really, is to bring the higher aspect of ourselves, our soul qualities, our soul aspect, more closely into the world, into our own individualized world. And so that's why we stress so much in these programs the qualities of the soul and cultivating the qualities of the soul, and perhaps even using meditation technique to open up the channel to that soul higher self, and allowing those qualities, which is essentially the quality of love, to come into the world and through your life. So as far as creative living is concerned, we don't have to be artists, as you said. We don't have to be particularly skilled in some musical instrument or in painting or anything like that. It's the art of living every day and every moment of the day. And that's the allowing that soul to really take over and take control and qualify our lives and let it radiate into the your immediate environment.
People might be wondering, well, that sounds nice and inspiring, but where do I start? One way to start is to practice the Buddhist technique of mindfulness, which is a word meaning awareness in the present moment, to be aware, awake. The Buddha's very name means awake. Most of us kind of sleepwalk through our days, and some people sleepwalk through their lives. And only at the end, if then, do they realize they didn't really pay attention to what was going on around them or to the potential within them. They kind of were driven by instinct and by desire and by habit and inertia. And those qualities are the opposite of being mindful. There's a Japanese saying, wherever you go, there you are. We can't run away from who we are. We can't escape it. Whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, whatever new situation we set up for ourselves, we bring the same old self to it. And when we begin to awaken to who and what we are, what we are doing with our thought, with our desire, with our bodies, we can gradually see how we are using energy and force and become more aware of how to change ourselves. We distract ourselves so much in the Western world with being busy. And I think many people are aware that it's getting just kind of nuts. The busyness of always talking on the phone, driving, going here and there, taking courses, multitasking, taking one more class, reading one more book, watching one more television program, going one more place on a vacation. And all of this is really a distraction from listening to the inner voice of the soul.
And that soul, if we are able to bring it through, one of the things it cultivates is a sense of simplicity, bringing simplicity into your life and trying to realize that behind all of this multi-faceted forms that make up the world, there is something much deeper. There is a whole sense of beauty that is really trying to get through, and that's where the creative aspect comes in, because every human being, all of us, are agents of this beauty. We are agents, and that's the essential position of the soul, is to be the creator of beauty in the world. And this is the great meaning behind the urge to create and to create beauty. And this is what we all must try to do, is to, and if we, it comes through in the simplicity of life.
coming back to this idea of how do we create this beauty in our life? How do we generate this artistic expression through the quality of our life? Again, the idea of mindfulness says that the way we begin is to stop having opinions and having this urge to know and to accomplish, to learn detachment, in other words. Because interestingly and kind of paradoxically, when we begin to let go, when we detach ourselves from our obsessions and our desires and our drives, we let ourselves open to a flow of energy from the soul that takes over and is, in fact, the real driving, guiding master of our achievement of artistry, of beauty. So when we let go and get our little self and our little ideas and our little goals, which are all self-serving and foster the personality, the separated self, when we let go of all of that, the soul's energy can simply take over. And that's where the creative force comes in. There is a purpose in the life of everyone. There is a goal and an intention that brought that person into being, into incarnation. We all came to express or accomplish something, to be more loving, to create objects of beauty, to foster right relationships, whatever it might be. We can all identify probably some goal that our soul has in its plan, if we would simply get our own desires out of the way.
And probably the simplest thing that we all can do, as we said, you don't have to be a great artist or even a bad artist. You have to be simply a loving person. And if you do nothing more in life, then simply open your heart and your mind to this energy of the soul, of which is essentially love, the energy of love, and let that qualify your life. You will be doing more than any of the greatest artists in the world today.
I'd like to also make it a little more concrete, though, because we have another resource available to us, money. All of us use money. All of us spend it in various ways. The use of money can be an expression of beauty and of creativity. I don't know if people have thought of it that way. They often think of it as duty and obligation and necessity. But most people have some extra money that can be used to express something that is creative and beautiful in the way they use that money, directing it toward a cause they believe in or toward the accomplishment of a project or whatever. So there are many ways in which we can express this creativity.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today, creative living. Earlier, I had mentioned that we have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, and we do. And the special offer comes in the form of a book, one of Alice Bailey's books, Ponder on This. Ponder on This is a compilation of extras, a compilation of material from all 24 of the books by Alice Bailey. And what I like about it, just on a personal level, it's one of the early books that I started with, and I liked it because it's really a cross-section of just everything and everything that she's written in the 24 volumes. You pick up on the idea, and then you decide which topics you want to go back to and look at in greater depth in the actual books that they come from. So the special offer comes in the form of a discount on the book, and the discount is free shipping and handling, which, as many of you know, can be quite expensive today. So what you're paying is $16, and what you need to do in order to take advantage of this offer is to send a check or money to money order to Lucis Publishing. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And in order to get the discount, and that is free shipping and handling, in order to get free shipping and handling, you have to mention that you heard about this offer on the show Inner Sight. So once again, if you'd like to take advantage of this offer on the book Ponder on This, one of the Alice Bailey books, what you need to do is send a $16 check or money order to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And There's a lot of people out there who would like to know more about Lucis Trust. Probably the most commonly asked question is Lucis Trust a religion? No, it's not a religion. It's a spiritual philosophy organization. And if you'd like a general package of information, which is quite comprehensive, you can order it on the following phone number, toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it, 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS, LUCIS, L-U-C-I-S. Our website, and you might want to key into that website because you'll find a lot of information about Lucis Trust, and probably one of the most enjoyable aspects of the website is that you'll be able to key into our library of archived radio shows and on many different topics from the Alice Bailey books. The website is www.lucistrust.org. That's www.lucistrust.org. We also thank you for the support you've given us in the past, and we hope you continue to give us financial support because that's what keeps us on the radio show. And they are tax-free donations, and we're just so delighted that many of you have taken interest in the show and have decided that you want to contribute and help us to stay on the air. So please continue to do so, and you can send your tax-free donations to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. I was wondering, does meditation, could meditation be a catalyst to creative living?
Yes, because it brings the various aspects of the mind, the lower mind, which is our concrete mind, and the higher mind, which is the open door to the intuition, into alignment, and that lets in the consciousness of the soul, which is the real creator. There are a number of aspects to this creative living that might come as kind of a surprise to people, but again, I'm picking up on a topic that we've talked about in recent programs, glamour. And there's a glamour concerning time that gets in the way of living creatively. So many people feel that they are dominated by time, that time is too short, they don't have enough of it, everything is driven by the lack of enough time to do all that they want to do, and they feel oppressed and pressured by it. And yet, truly, time is rather elastic because it's a creation of the brain. It's not a reality to the soul. The soul has no pressured sense like the personality does. And when we enter into the state of mindfulness, we live in the present and we free ourselves of this sense of being driven by time. We free ourselves of being obsessed with the past. We free ourselves of being anxious about the future. We simply live in the present moment. And that's an opening to truly creative living because we give our full consciousness to the present moment, no matter what it might hold in it. There is something in the present moment that is that offers a possibility for creative living, no matter how oppressive or difficult the circumstances might be.
Yeah, I think we've all had this experience of kind of losing a sense of time when we're so concentrated on a particular thought or idea or a book or whatever it is, even washing dishes, I suppose. If you're really concentrated on what you're doing, you kind of lose a sense of time. And all your energies are focused on this particular task or on this particular object or in front of you or problem. If you're working out a mathematical problem, let's say, one tends to lose a sense of time. And that's, I think, what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, and also that in simply becoming the director of your life in terms of the time available to you, taking a kind of command of your time will show you how creative your daily life can be. It's said that if you want a task done, give it to a busy person. I think there's a certain spiritual truth to that. The busiest people seem to get the most done, and they have time to do one more thing and to do it well, in fact. They are people who have learned or are in the process of learning to master time. They are using time as a kind of an energy that somehow enables them to accomplish all that they need and want to do. And they are discovering, I think, the creativity of daily life. There's another aspect to creative living which has to do with the imagination, the way we use our thought life, our aspirational life. It's said in the Ageless Wisdom that the creative imagination is the higher counterpart of desire, which we talked about in our last program. Desire is of the emotions, but the higher aspect of it is the creative imagination. And when we develop that ability to imagine a better life, a better world for ourselves and for humanity as a whole, we are living creatively. We're learning to link the outer form, the outer reality, with inner spiritual significance.
And there's another use of the creative imagination, and that's also one of the techniques we use in the Arcane School, and that's the developing the what we call the as-if technique, and using the as-if technique, using the creative imagination to create the situation or the being or the quality that you want to bring into your life, and seeing yourself, imagining yourself as that quality, as radiating that quality, as living that quality, as becoming that quality. And so it's the more you can use your creative imagination to build that idea, the stronger that will become, and sooner will become a part of you. And so you work from a position of as if to a position of becoming that very thing.
Wasn't it Shakespeare who said, if you don't have a virtue, assume it? It's not just dwelling in a land of complete fantasy. That obviously won't work. Imagining, well, I really am a king. No, you're not. It's taking qualities, virtues, accomplishments, and saying, I can imagine gaining these attributes. I can imagine achieving these goals. And by imagining, you are building a kind of a template, I guess we could say, on the inner levels that eventually must inevitably manifest itself. And that applies, I think, to both bad deeds and good deeds.
Right, because there's a basic principle here that energy follows thought, and the more that you dwell and imagine this quality or whatever it is you want to bring into your life, you are constantly building a thought form about it. And soon it will be something that you will adapt and it will become integrated into your life. And it's a good way to use the energy of love, for example. Just to imagine what your life would be like if you were a totally loving person and totally tolerant and everything that the soul could bring and into your imaginative life.
There's a lot said today about this new age that we are supposedly entering into, and people wonder what it's going to manifest as. It's going to bring a new creativity, but not of the kind that brought Rembrandt and Beethoven into existence. I think more likely it's going to be the creative living of humanity rebuilding the world on an outer level. In other words, building a world based on truly right human relationships among individuals, groups, and nations, creating institutions that truly benefit all people and all living things. These are acts of creativity that are not only a nice idea, they are demanded, because we have gotten to the point where we realize we have the ability, the capacity to destroy the world if we so choose. And if we do not take steps to beautify and pacify the way we live our lives together, the world is going to be in a very dangerous position.
And we have to remember, too, that this creative imagination is one of the great building attributes of God, of deity itself. And this is what we are attempting to bring through into the world, is this the attributes of deity. That's why we're here, and we always have to kind of keep that in mind.
There's so much aspiration in spiritual people that causes them to dwell in a kind of a fantasy land that isn't really connected to life on earth. And yet the writings of Alice Bailey say that there is no need for too great an upward straining or too intense an outer looking. That which is to be revealed lies all around us and within us, she said. It's the significance of all that is embodied in form, the reality veiled by the symbol, the truth expressed in substance. And when we begin to identify that inner radiance and beauty, we are opening up a new expression of creativity. We can begin by saying about our own life, what can I make out of my present circumstances? What can I do to create a life based on my present condition that will express more radiance and beauty? And in doing so, we are learning to tap a kind of an inner power that was expressed by Alice Bailey when she said that those who are awakened to the purpose of experience are bringing to every event an intelligent power to extract from the happenings of their lives some gain to the life of the soul. There is no circumstance that does not offer some gain to the life of the soul.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, and that is the book written by Alice Bailey, Ponder on This, which is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books of Alice Bailey. And the discount comes in the form of free shipping and handling. You're paying $16 for the book, so ask for Ponder on This and send a check or money order for $16 to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And once again, if you want that general package of information, 1-866 is the number, 1-866-695-8247. The easy way is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of New York Lucis. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.